Hey, what's up? I'm Nikki Limo.
And I'm Steve Green.
And we're the host of the long-running podcast, Shit They Don't Tell You.
Have you ever learned something the hard way as an adult?
And then you wished that you had learned it when you were maybe younger?
Well, that happens to be where our podcast comes in. We help you avoid that pain.
And since we are perfect humans who have done everything perfectly in life,
we are here to help you avoid the mistakes that we never made.
Because we're perfect.
And we cover everything from relationships to buying a house to UFO technology.
This awesomeness that is Nicolas Cage, the one and only, and the many complexities of cryptocurrency.
If there's one thing you always wanted to learn about,
chances are we probably covered it.
So please go subscribe right now to Shit They Don't Tell You with Nikki Limo and Steve Green.
That's shit with an asterisk instead of the I, by the way. It just so like it's hard to search sometimes, just so you know, there's an asterisk.
That way we can be super edgy, but also advertiser friendly.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, what's up, everybody, man? You're listening to The League presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. I think that's right. Yeah, it's me, Kenneth Bienge, sitting here with Nikki Duse.
What's going on?
And the commish, Spike Lou.
What up, though?
If FIFA out right now, he probably been playing Madden. He been skipping recordings to play Madden, bro.
Yeah, he has. He has. He said he was on I talked to him yesterday. He said he was on week 15.
Of the new one?
Yep.
Shut up.
Nah, dead ass.
Wow.
Yeah, he said he was on week 15, man.
I said, he already got a leg up.
Yeah, he ready.
Yeah,
he ready.
That's why he asked for the Browns early.
Absolutely.
He said they had everything he needs, so. But yeah, this is where we at.
Except Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he was saying that. Well, the reason why we was doing this episode, well, for one, because to talk about one specific conversation, but also because this is right before the playoffs start officially.
It starts tonight.
Yep. And it's also the weekend that we're starting 21.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, some announcements to make as far as just like, based off the Twitter poll and the Reddit threads and stuff like that we've been doing. But, I want to just get y'all thoughts about how this season ended as far as this the last season of 20, especially the last 3 weeks. And I'm gonna pass it to the commish.
Let's do it.
Cause there was some shit.
I got some heat.
There was some shit talking going on, bro.
No, I got first the shit talking even started outside of the chat. Like Beezy came to me on Twitter. B was like, are you scared to play FIFA?
So, all right. So explain what happened. The last three weeks,
I had user games against
the Chiefs,
the Browns and you.
Yeah. The Giants.
I'd already clinched the playoff spot. So I ain't putting this in the chat. This is my first time revealing this. I know if I've already clinched the playoff spot, I don't have to win either one of these three games. So I can autopilot, which I'm probably lose the three and it gives me the playoff position I want. No offense, Ken. But
there was a calculation.
It wasn't that at all. There is a calculation to it of me and the playoff position I had. I play Ken. FIFO would play the computer. Then when he wins,
you trying to avoid the Ravens?
Absolutely.
The spam
shit like it was so frustrating because that was the first time that I played him this season. To play, I wanted to kick him out the league. I ain't gonna lie. I'm keeping it 100. To play somebody that only runs one play and you can do whatever and still can't stop it. I think that's cheap. It's just like a waste of 30 minutes. Like, we play, like, you may have your go-to, your bread and butter shit, and I'm with that. Like, you can run four plays the whole game. You can run three plays. But if you're running one play and I just can't stop one person, that's just like, that's bullshit to me.
Wow.
I'm getting blank stares.
How
do y'all feel about this?
Because this nigga came into our league and he's the boogeyman now. Niggas don't want to see him at all.
I wouldn't mind playing him if he could do anything else other than running the stretch play, like to the left that you can't stop. Like I don't know. But I wouldn't call him the boogeyman though. It's more so
when I hear, because
to me, there's a difference between people that are good at video games and people that know how to play football. Like there's a difference in the two. Like if you're good at video games, losing to somebody like that as opposed to somebody that had a better game plan than you stings a little bit more to me. And I'm not saying I'm Bill Belichick or anything like that, but like if you can put a game plan together and you beat me, that's fine. But if you run one play because that's a cheap play, that's something different.
I'm just saying, every time FIFA got to face him, he beat him. You know how he is. He's one of the most confident niggas I know. Every time he about to face him, he slunch over. He be like, damn. Like,
Because he's thinking about that play.
He's thinking about that. And I'm just like, out of all this time, we've seen him be beat before. The Chiefs beat him. And we all played, I think we've all played the Chiefs before.
Yeah.
Chiefs ain't nothing spectacular on offense like that.
No.
So he can be beat. And I'm just always thinking like, is he really that good? Or
it's a couple plays.
Do y'all just like give up as far as like, I don't feel like dealing with the same play all the time.
What you talking about, with the Chiefs or Ravens?
With the Ravens.
Oh, no, he's not that good at all. Like,
yeah, we know he ain't. I've seen him like when he played FIFA, I'm like, bruh, he don't know how to throw a Lamar, clearly. And if you can just somewhat like slow down a run.
That's the frustrating part about it. It's like exactly what you said. If somebody can't use Lamar Jackson, they only use it one play. If I could slow down the run, if I could stop you on second or third down, it would be great. But you can't. Like that is the
I can't believe that. That's what I don't believe.
Have you played him?
I have not played him.
You've played, right, Ken?
I haven't played him
either
yet.
Either one of you. You can pick whatever defense you like. You can do your Googles and your Madden YouTube searches, and they'll tell you the best play to run against a stretch defense, and it does not work, especially since he got Nick Chubb. Like, I think after a couple of runs, what really helps him is his
X-Factor
activates. Mm-hmm. So now you got a whole thing where you can't even tackle it like with one person. So now on top of the stretch play getting you 5 or 6 yards every time, now you can't tackle Nick Chubb. And then if you sell out and you do the, okay, I'm going to do the L1 and I'm going to do run left because he's going left and I know that. Audible. He's going to go right. And you know on the sellouts when you do it and you guess the play, if you guess the wrong way and he goes the other way, it's a wrap. So there really is no way in the game that you could come up with a game plan to stop it. So it's just like bullshit. Nick's looking so defeated.
Nah, because right I just don't believe it. But I don't know about you, Ken. I don't know what's going on.
Ken knows about the spam play.
I do know about the spam play. I've seen it enough. And the more I watch it, I'm like, I'm in my head trying to think of, okay, how would I stop it? But I have to see it first.
So that's the wall that I'm at. Is that competitive to y'all? Do y'all think that that's a competitive thing? Or is it somebody's found a glitch?
You hit me up about it and I told you about it. Like, for me, it's like, I think, Ken, you mentioned this on another episode where it's like, you like the puzzle of things. Like, you were talking about the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I like the puzzle things. Like, there's an impossible play that's stoppable. You got to figure it out.
But the fact of the matter is there are glitches in some games, though.
There
like,
are.
I 100% don't want to be the guy that's like, well, I can't beat him. We need to kick him out. That, I don't want it to sound like that at all. It's more so from a competitive aspect. If you're playing someone
I get that.
It's not necessarily because they're better than you or anyone else in the league. It's just, like, I know something different from you. I know how to run this one play. And then I guess the reverse side of that, what I'm stuck at is like, well, what if everybody ran that play? Then what do you do? Because there's no copyright on the play, so everybody can run stretch plays.
I'll be taking y'all plays sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I've just never tried to run. I haven't gotten to a point where I can run it perfect like he does, but I mean, that's where I'm at with it.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't wanna play the nigga the second round either. Yeah.
So
I definitely,
I'm not,
that's
I'm not,
say
a,
he
but I'm not, no, I'm not afraid to play him. I just didn't want to see him in the second round.
You just don't want
to
see him.
It's not in the second round.
You're demotivated.
I ain't afraid to go down that block, but I take the long way.
You know a smarter route. Like, I'm not going that way. I'm going the other way.
All right, man.
But yeah, that was me for the last three games. I knew if
all user though, and we were all looking forward to, especially FIFA.
That was bullshit. Y'all was saying y'all were looking forward to it.
We was. Niggas was saying they'll stay up.
We see them games all through the year. He's like, yeah, you can stay up. Cool. But I had it on autopilot already though. Like, I was like, we can see them the games.
But you ain't give no definite answer about like, you should have just said like, I'm going to be busy I'm going to put it on autopilot. I'm busy. Something like that. You was trying to say like, I got to finish this homework. I got spreadsheets. Niggas was like, bro, what the hell you? Nigga, what you building back there? Nigga, like,
no, I'm in school and it is spreadsheet class as far as what I'm doing. But I thought that I was clear as far as putting on autopilot.
We understand what autopilot means. We didn't understand the reasoning why you ain't playing these games. Now you're saying like it was strategic. Like, I'm not trying to, I've played this nigga before. And I know what an ass whooping feel like.
Nah, now you're putting words in my mouth. It ain't necessarily that, but the easier route to the Super Bowl is definitely playing him.
You're going to have to get through him. That's what I'm saying. Eventually you're going to have to face him.
I'm not scared of facing him.
But you avoid it.
We can avoid it, though. If we can avoid it, it 100% can happen, though.
All right, so, man.
That's where I'm at.
Y'all are hilarious, bro.
But I don't know. I'm over the spamming play, though. I hope in 21.
Well, yeah, 21, they
I
played
I
it.
I hope they fixed it.
You played it enough.
I played it. I heard it was fixed. Yeah. But I mean, you know, coming down, I mean, to be honest, like seeing that, it's good to know that it's out of the play, but just knowing that there is a way you can stop it. I know there is.
That's why I wanted to figure it out.
And at some point, I think if we would have stayed in this long enough, I would have played him long enough. Yeah, I would have figured it out. Like at some point, I would have figured it out. I just don't play him that many times.
Yeah.
So that's FIFO's challenge. But yeah, just thinking about, okay, so I got to go into the playoffs, potentially facing him in the second round. Mm-hmm. And even FIFO, like his blitzing ass all the time with that damn hyped up ass super.
That's
ass
what I was
team.
On. Like, FIFO complaining about dude doing one play. I'm like, bro, you do the same thing over and over again.
So
just because you drop back one time on coverage don't mean it's different, nigga.
Right? So yeah, I didn't want to play him either. You know, so you know, but at some point I'm gonna have to see one of them. But if one of them take each other out, you know, and if I win. And I win the next game against, I guess we would face the Chiefs if one of us win. Then, you know, and I lost to him this year. So either way it go, my path to the Super Bowl is tough.
And which is why I hate that I didn't get a first round bye. Cause that's what I wanted. It's just so much easier, bro. Cause niggas is going to take each other out, well, at least one of them. And you hope it's the nigga that like, you didn't want to face.
The less of the two evils.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, cause I kind of have that one in the NFC. And it's not the Packers, it's the Saints. The guy who played Foreign Hustle.
The Saints are 93 on the new one.
Yeah, they rated it.
But the guy who got the Saints down 20, bro, he knows what he's doing.
He's good. He good.
The That's Packers, good. I don't know, cause I saw him play the Seahawks and I'm like, okay.
The Packers?
He
won the dead end league, right?
Yeah, he did.
That was before I was a Padawan back then. Like I'm a master at Madden right now.
Like, but the guy, he's good.
I'm not saying he's shitty. I'm just saying like he's not as good as like the numbers would say. Like
he ain't how good as 12 touchdowns. In
this
game,
nigga threw 4,000 yards in a game. Nah, like, are you fucking kidding me? 13. He had like what? 13 touchdowns. Yeah,
that's what I've been telling y'all. I have no idea. Fucking Madden.
So he got to be on all Madden.
I think we should start 21 with all Madden, bro.
After seeing that, you're right.
At least for one season. I know niggas gonna hype. Niggas gonna complain, but like let's just see it for one season.
For the first season, we can do it. Especially since it's a new one, we'll all be starting out on the same.
Because if niggas don't make the playoffs, I'm talking hella. Shit, bro.
You got who you gonna get?
Well, I ain't gonna make the playoffs.
I was gonna say on all Madden, if you get one of those
teams,
if you're running with the Colts on all Madden, you're not gonna make it.
Well, that's
bro.
What I was saying. Like
right
with the poll that Kim posted.
What is that?
Twitter.
The North?
That's the AFC South.
You would be with the Titans, the Jags,
and the Texans.
Ah, nah, you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm thinking about sliding with the Colts because it was my poll. The three teams I had was the Bengals, the Bears, and the Colts. All Midwest randomly.
How the Bears get in there?
Defense. That defense sexy as hell, bro.
They got one of the best defenses on the
league. Yeah, like it's an 85. I think it's the highest rated. Yeah. One of the highest rated. And it's because Khalil Mack too. Like, and then also you got Eddie Jackson. It's just like the layers they have is just beautiful.
I trade Khalil Mack for a quarterback for the Bears.
Well, it depends because they already got Nick Foles too. So I don't know if they're gonna.
Khalil Mack for a quarterback.
FIFA was saying that 21 is harder to trade. So
yeah,
saying,
I did.
They're not gonna take anything. Yeah, they're not gonna take anything now.
Yeah.
So that's why I was.
Good.
That's why I was saying
that's
like
other
niggas
shit
building up
my
super
guy,
teams. Yeah, you like how the fuck he got Jamal Adams and yeah.
That's why I was looking at.
I could tell you how that was also some other bullshit.
It's we preventing
niggas,
that this
bro.
Year. We preventing that this year.
That's why I wanted a good defense because I know niggas is gonna go super offense heavy. You already have, you know, in the chat, they already saying like the Falcons, somebody picked the Seahawks, the Bucks, like niggas is going to be offensive.
Somebody
heavy.
Got the Bucks.
Somebody claimed them. Yeah.
Damn.
So they're trying to throw points and I'm like, I need something that's like, I can do what I do on offense, but I need something that's going, I hated to have to, like this season of 20, I had to really focus in on every aspect of the game on my defense. Cause my defense was really young or I had a lot of new pieces and niggas was throwing points on me. Even this computer was throwing points on the board. Like it was, but I had a rookie linebacker. I built him up. He won defensive rookie of the year. Shout out to Monty Rice. You know what I'm saying? Number 52. And then I had the rookie of the year as far as my QB and Trey Lance like in the NFC. So, and he had a lot of picks. Obviously those are my picks, but you could see I had Andrew Luck and then I had a rookie. So the decrease in ability and like getting the ball exactly, it was noticeable because he throw like Phillip Rivers. Mm-hmm. Like he throw like damn near straight, like how Kawhi Leonard shoot. So he kind of throw.
Yeah.
So it's not really sexy and like you really
it's
placing the ball. You're placing the ball in the numbers all the time. And if he throws it up top, it doesn't get there that far if you're trying to throw deep.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck is obviously like, you could put it anywhere outside of Patty Mahomes, you could put it anywhere and he's good.
That's true.
But learning that, I realized that I don't feel like building up a defense anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather retool on the offensive side because I control those players majority of the time. Defense, you can just draft somebody and just let them sit there. You're not playing every position on the defense. You can, but you usually stick to a region. So I'd rather not have to. That's what I was thinking about the Bears. Like, look, they got Khalil Mack, Eddie Jackson. The defensive line is good. I forgot. There's big names all over. It's like, I could pick any place I want to and I'll be good. Like, oh yeah, somebody's going to get pressure. Somebody's going to cover this. Someone's going to do that. Offensively, it's easy. They still got Allen Robinson. They still got two good running backs and Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery. They got a good tight end.
The offense.
They got good pieces, I'm saying. Like, that's the thing, the quarterback. You could draft a nigga. We got Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance coming out next draft. Like,
so you're going with the Bears?
I'm going with the Colts.
Oh, okay. You're just saying the Bears.
I'm just saying the Bears are the best with my number one pick. But obviously with the Brian Urlacher shit, I'm trying to hold it down for the black folks in 21. So I'm going to just take an hour trip from Cincinnati to go to Indianapolis. You know what I mean? So I'll rebuild the Colts.
I think I'm going with my boys, my Cowboys.
Take that dusty ass.
Cowboys.
I probably got Corona all over it, bro. You need to quarantine that motherfucker.
I'm going with my Cowboys, man. Best overall offense and defense combined, you know. So we're just gonna go.
Those are just by the names, not really.
I mean,
we got
the most depth, I would say. Top to bottom offensive defense, the most talented team.
CeeDee
Lamb, Cooper, Elliott, Prescott, Pollard. Offense. Defense, we got Woos away still.
No, you don't. The Vikings.
He left? Woos away didn't leave.
No, I'm saying the Vikings have the top to bottom, offense and defense.
Oh, they got Kirk Cousins.
I mean,
that eliminates them. They lost Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, but they drafted a dude from LSU.
Who?
Jackson. I mean, Justin.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson.
Oh, okay. They got Jefferson and they got Thielen too.
Yeah.
And they got Cook.
And they still got Rudolph as a tight end.
They got us a tight end. I like our defense better though. They don't got no linebacker. Well, actually,
yeah, they got Kendricks.
Got a good ass.
Yeah, they got.
Okay, I give you that.
They so good. They let Rhodes go. He with the Colts now. That's why I'm also picking him.
Xavier Rhodes plays for the Colts.
Yeah,
damn man. The NFL is going to start in 2 weeks. It don't even seem like they don't even seem like anything that. Remotely like promoting the season, anything like that. I watched a little bit of Hard Knocks.
I didn't listen to it, but it was a headline that said, "I don't know if he's on Colin Cowherd's network."
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I can't think of his name. But the headline, the title of the episode was NFL avoids player game boycotts. And I'm like, nigga, y'all ain't played any games.
They ain't even played.
Like, what are you talking about? I was so frustrated. I was like, man, I you're misleading heavy with that shit.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Like, I'm sure you heard Saquon said he was talking about boycotting and a couple of other players.
Let's see
what happens when the season come back in. And see you talk that shit right now.
Bro, don't come at Saquon like that, bro.
Not me, but I'm just saying, like, the dude that was basically, you know how NFL can be elitist, so they always try to.
We're not going to do that.
We're not
the
NBA, and we don't need a bubble and shit like that, so.
Yeah.
Interesting to see.
But
how that play out.
Those are my two teams that I'm going to stick with. The Colts for Spike Lou's League and the Bengals for the Dead End Sports League that we are creating a new information. Will come out about that very soon. What about you, Ken? What the poll say for you?
We'll be back after this quick break.
Tired of crowded grocery stores? Thrive Market is here for you, offering everything from healthy snacks to organic wine. Thrive Market brings you food as it should be, real ingredients, environmentally friendly, and delicious. Thrive wants to make healthy living easy for you, so they're offering a free trial and 25% off your first order by going to bit.ly/saveonthrive. That's bit.ly/saveonthrive.
What's good, everybody? My name is Rome, and I am one third of the Comedy Trap House Trio. All right, listen, you may know us from our YouTube channel, Dormtainment. If you haven't seen it, please go over there, check it out. All right, Comedy Trap House is a podcast where we get together weekly and talk about anything and everything, stupid or serious, like how aliens are possibly the reason for unread text messages, or what happened to the Captain Planet kids. These are the things we like to talk about. Also things like pop culture, anything we saw in the news, or really, really dumb friend debates. I know y'all have all had those debates with your friends. All right, listen. If you need a place to sit back, have a laugh with some friends, Comedy Trap House is for you. Join us every Tuesday. I mean, every Tuesday for a lighthearted hour of fun and friendship. Find Comedy Trap House for free wherever you get your podcast.
Man, they gave me the Broncos and the top two teams, the Broncos and the Jags.
Mm.
So I may do Broncos for Dead End Sports League and Jags. And
why you like the Why you want the Jags? It's just because of the shitty team.
They fucking trash.
They are.
Absolutely. They are fucking.
So you replace it? What's his name? Tom Coughlin.
You keeping Gardner Minshew?
Nah. Well, for this season, yeah, I'll keep him. But
you might as well keep him as your rookie. I mean, your backup too, since he's on his rookie deal.
I probably could, but yeah, they I wanted to play with the Lions, but they came in last again in a fucking poll.
Like the Lions
I think people want us to have like sexy team names. We pick like teams that niggas don't really pay attention to.
Because I mean, you know, like I've explained on the show before, I like to build up teams. So that's why in this league, I wasn't doing a lot of trades and shit like that. Which is why, you know, my team was somewhat average because we ain't there yet. I ain't got all the pieces. So I was like, fuck it. Since that's how I like to play. I know everybody going to be moving around and shit like that. I said, I'll just give me the worst team. Let me build them into a powerhouse and go from there.
See, for me, I can't do that after doing this season. Because I was just like, y'all was thinking like, maybe I could take some. I was going to really commit to the Bengals for our league. And I'm like.
You didn't want that stress in your life.
It's just like, especially Madden with the, bruh, 66 as a starter on your offensive line. Are you serious? Like, fuck all that. I'm taking the Colts because they got a good offensive line. They got like at least eight. They got like 380s on the offensive line.
Quentin Nelson.
Probably the best guard in the league. Yeah. And that's soon as he got drafted.
I mean, in all honesty, if you think about it, I probably still could make the playoffs. I just got to win in the division.
And now he's talking shit.
So, but.
Yeah, you had to be the same with Jaguars.
Because remember, I was, when I first joined the league, I was terrible. But I went 5-1 and made the playoffs.
Yeah, you did.
And down the stretch, it's been different ever since.
All I know is that I'm not used to losing my division. So you're going to get that wild card, bro.
No. Okay.
I think FIFO, he's picking the Browns for Spike Lou's league. He's staying with them because he don't feel like leaving Odell. That's his baby right now. But he's going with the Bills. At least that's what the poll said between the Steelers and the Bills for the Dead End Sports
League. Josh Allen pretty good.
Yeah, the Bills is
going to be a sleeper team, I feel like, on Madden that people will play with and pull some victories.
They got some guys, and obviously Josh Allen got
nice defense.
He got the arm of basically – Patty Mahomes, but without the accuracy and the sexiness. So he could throw that thing. And they got Diggs and shit like that. You mentioned that?
Yeah, they did have Diggs, yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
And what's the running back's name?
Frank Gore? That nigga was there for a minute, though.
I can't think of the guy's name, number 26. I see everything. I just can't think of his name. Singletary. That guy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Good. I know what you're talking about.
He's basic. He's average.
He's pretty good.
He's average.
He's pretty good.
He get back
a little bit above
Devin average. Singletary, I think.
Yeah, Devin something Singletary. Like yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you going with the boys?
Absolutely. I'm saying absolutely. I still haven't thought about it. I'm gonna play it a little bit when I get home.
That's what I'm saying. When I get to, I just
when
got
I get
mine
home
today.
Unless there's some like a team that hasn't been claimed that I can kind of. Cause Dallas, I don't have to do much too. As far as I like building the teams up, like Ken said, I won't have to do much to Dallas because we pretty much got everything that I need. DeMarcus Lawrence coming off the edge, linebackers. I could use some defensive backfield help, but free agency. If Earl Thomas is maybe I can pay him more than Nick. Before you get there and pillage everybody through the free agency.
God, that was only one time. That was only one time.
I can get somebody through free agency in the defensive backfield. So I'm, Cowboys. Unless I've come across something different.
It's going to be crazy when I'm going. Unless I'm due to the league with the Colts. Y'all don't even know.
Not with Phillip Rivers. You have to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah. He done. I'm trading his ass early. I already got some trade.
First move you're going to make.
You saw what I did with the Giants when I got there with Eli there. I was like, bro, I cut his ass sap. Well, I was like, thank you for your service. Here's your Rolex watch and a box.
That's funny.
But before we get out of here, so we're going into the playoffs. What's the first round matchups?
I play Ken. Me and Ken playing tonight. my first playoff game for my rookie, Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Ready to use him. Tony Pollard's been doing great this season. Should have won MVP if we didn't have a spammers in there.
I don't know. Taylor may have gotten that though.
Taylor was beasting it out too. My guy, Tony Pollard was the best receiving back in the league though. 1,000 receiving, 1,000 rushing.
So he's
that's
a,
what we do. Multi-purpose.
One option guy, Ken. So he's giving you the game book right now. So that matchup is going on.
Now, I look forward to wrapping this up and getting this league done and starting 21.
Yeah.
So y'all done. Y'all basically been done with the league. Your mind is elsewhere. Your body's just
21.
Here.
Yeah, we just got to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's all. That's really just getting through it.
Getting done.
So So I'm cool anyway. My head has already moved on.
Right. I'm gonna play Ken and then get some of that 21 in.
Yeah. I'm about to get some practice in too for 21. We start Sunday.
Let's get it.
Sorry, Sunday morning.
Ready and waiting.
All right, we'll give y'all another update as far as after the playoffs, because by the time Sunday hits, we should be done with this league.
Yeah. What's today's? Yeah, absolutely.
I do know that Seattle and the Saints played. So Saints won that.
Oh, yeah, they did play.
So, yeah, so he moved on. FIFA obviously beat the Bills. So those are the games that I know have been completed.
Cowboys, me and Ken, and then you.
Yeah, have you played yet?
I gotta play the Cowboys tomorrow.
You gotta kick his ass.
Okay. Yeah, because he was saying? He said he finished like Jesus. Like, last time I was here, I was the man in these streets.
You gotta kick his ass for being mediocre and worrying about everything else.
Just I was like, man, what in the hell going on?
He was like, where you from? Bro, I was crying, laughing.
I was playing my game, and I come back and like 20 texts. 100 text messages. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I know,
I'm like, dang.
That was far left. But
yeah.
That shit kind of.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's all shit talking. Yeah, that's
all fun.
You learn anything this year that you, as far as your 3 years as a commish? What do you learn in your term that you take it into the fourth year or refurbished first year?
It's always changing. As far as advancing and niggas, well, I will be ready in 2 days or whatever. And it's, you know, shit comes up, but just paying attention to the league and making sure that you're keeping it fair with everybody. Cause that's what I mainly try to do is make sure that it's everybody get the ample time. Ain't nobody pulling any bullshit trades or.
Yeah. Cause I heard that. I saw that on 21 that you can actually do deal with trades now. You can decline trades and stuff like that.
As commish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to give you a more direct view this year of as a commish. So just keeping everybody in the loop is the most important thing.
Are you trying to do the 24-hour rule?
No, I was thinking about it actually last night. If we do 24, would put us at about a month. If we do 48 hours, it would put us at 2 months. So you're talking about 12 seasons or 6 seasons. Just depends on what more feasible. So I think 48 hours may be cool. If y'all, 6 seasons is a year, years worth of Madden. So if we do every 48 hours, it would equal out to 6 seasons.
Why do we start out with 24?
I don't know why we did that.
Because we was just trying to get through it.
You know what? Trying to get through it before 21 came out to get some seasons under our belt. But I think now if we do it every 2 days, that'll make one season about 8 weeks time.
So taking our time more with this one than we did.
Yeah, just give more time to do stuff that you need to.
Good luck with that, because they're gonna be like
they're gonna be on
we
it.
Advanced,
we
yeah.
advanced.
Yeah. Come on, we can play five games tonight.
I ain't gonna hold you. I might be me in that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, we can, but if we give ourselves up to 48
I say 36.
Hours,
say 36.
It'll be a more
just log on and check the damn game.
Yeah, see who's played. That's absolutely.
Sometimes you want to just come home to a home cooked meal. You don't want to have to text your wife.
Or just go
you
up. Cook. Spike always say when he advanced.
I do always try to let people know.
You slipping sometimes.
Y'all just don't be looking.
They don't. Can't be on. 100%. But I look forward to what we're going to do this year, man. It's going to be dope.
Yeah. No, it is, man.
Trophies. We do some live
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm trying to. I hope we can get some little small trophies that everybody can get. We ain't going to do no big one that we pass around.
Yeah, what I would like to do, hopefully at least by season two, is like really just go big with the playoffs. And broadcast all the user games, have color commentary.
I'm with that.
And shit like that. And just like, I really want to make it like an event, man. Like some real
shit. Absolutely. That would be dope.
I wish like the users who lose do the color commentary of the next game.
That's why I just want to see that nigga running that bullshit play again, man. Go over top. Odell touchdown.
That's why I want to see niggas just talking shit the whole game. Like how B, actually just let B punk ass call the games.
B would definitely, I would definitely try to get B.
B 100% would be great in that role too. Called me out on Twitter early.
He'll be
all right. He said, I heard you were scared to play FIFA. I was like, what is it? Then he didn't even respond when I responded to him. It was a drive-by. It was just a drive-by.
He just like causing shit. He was like that little kid that just knock everything down and leave the room.
And then just run out.
Yeah.
That's funny. Shout out to B, man.
All right. Well, yeah, that's going to do it for us, man. Yeah, we'll be back with an update, next episode about 21 and probably by then who won the league. So, well, won the Super Bowl. So. You know, that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out.
Happy gaming. Peace.